everyone wanted to be that person that adopted baby girl, you know, and that won her over finally. Mm-hmm. So people came in with an incredibly open mind, and baby girl would give signs. She would like wag her tail and be like, you know, seem happy, but mm-hmm. we're like, still give her a little space. And then they'd be like, but she's wagging her tail at me. She's so happy. But when you go to touch her, she may get a little iffy.
I'm Phil Hatterman, and this is Dog Words, presented by Rosie Fund. Today, we meet Baby Girl, who waited over 4 years in Lincoln, Nebraska's Capital Humane Society for her forever home. We're joined by her adopter, Christy Raley, and two of the many people who loved and cared for Baby Girl, animal behaviorist Haley Vandewall and Director of Customer Service, Amanda Carson. If you live anywhere near Lincoln, support the Capital Humane Society at the Tails and Trails Pet Walk and Festival. It's September 18th at the scenic Glacial Till Vineyard. Dawn and I recently attended a wedding there, and it was beautiful. A link for registration and other information is in the episode description. If you're new to Dog Words, in each episode we explore the world of dog care and companionship. We Save Each Other is the motto of Rosie Fund, which simply means the more we do for dogs, the more they do for us, and they already do a lot. Kansas City Magazine recently announced the results of its Best of KC Reader's Choice poll. And once again, Dog Words is runner-up. While we would have loved to have won, we're so grateful to everyone who voted for Dog Words, and we look forward to earning even more votes next year. Congratulations to this year's winners, State Your Line, and the other finalists, Blake's Buzz, Chopping It Up with the Cleavers, and The Lawnarchy. There are worse outcomes than coming in second place every year, but it would be nice to win, and the only way that's going to happen is if we grow our audience. So please download, follow, rate, and share, please share, Dog Words. Maybe some episode topics are not your favorite, but we feel we have enough variety that there's something of interest to every dog lover, and we try to be entertaining and informative for everyone. So I'm sure you can find at least one episode in our archive that you can share with your friends who listen to podcasts. It would be great if everyone shared Dog Words dozens of times, but even if everyone only shared it once and got us one more listener, that would double our audience. That would be huge. The more exposure we have for Dog Words, the more we can help senior and harder-to-adopt dogs. You can support Rosie Fund by making a donation on our website or Facebook page. You can also contribute by making a purchase from the store on our website, buying a t-shirt at bonfire.com, or buying our note cards featuring Rosie and Peaches, and our shirts on barkyours.com. Links are in the description. Your donations and purchases help fund the Rosie Life Starter Kits that make sure these senior and harder-to-adopt dogs have some of the items they'll need in their forever home. Any donation amount is greatly appreciated, but here are some popular levels. $30 provides a collar and a leash for a Rosie Life Starter Kit dog, and $100 covers their entire kit. Follow us on social media, even if you aren't looking for a dog. Watching and sharing the videos helps our channel gain exposure, bringing awareness to our cause and giving shelter dogs much-needed attention. Our free Rosie Fund YouTube channel offers great videos of Rosie, Peaches, and shelter dogs looking for their forever home. We welcome your comments, questions, and suggestions, especially if you have an idea for a topic or guest. Go to the podcast page at rosiefund.org to share your thoughts. Next time on Dog Words, we get an update and an exciting announcement on one of our favorite organizations, the Grooming Project, from founding CEO Natasha Kirsch. The mission of Rosie Fund is to provide humans with the resources and education they need to give senior and harder-to-adopt dogs a better life. We thank you for joining our mission. Today on Dog Words, we are joined by Lincoln, Nebraska's Capital Humane Society animal behaviorist Haley Vandewall and Director of Customer Service Amanda Carson. Welcome to Dog Words.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
We highlight lots of shelters and rescue groups on Dog Words, but this is a little bit about Capital Humane Society and more about a very special guest that you had there for a long time.
I can hear baby girl.
So excited to be on the podcast. We are joined by adopter Christy Raley, and there might even be an appearance. Well, there is for me because I have the video of the lovely baby girl. We're going to talk about this very special, sweet, wonderful girl because it's such an amazing story that I think gives hope to those who work in animal welfare, whether it's staff or volunteers or just a donor, that there are stories like these. But I think more importantly, this is going to let people know what they're missing, because there are some adoptions that happen because people have a list. This is what's on my list. These are my requirements. And there's other people who just come in with an open heart.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And that's what Christy did. But it's one thing to come in with an open heart and not say, you know, where are the puppies? But to say, you know, I'll take an adult dog, or I'll take a dog that has some other challenges, or I'm not going to be biased by breed or anything. But I think it's a whole new level to come in with the attitude that Christy did. So Christy, how did you end up with the lovely baby girl?
I really just needed an emotional support animal. I mean, I walked in with just needing somebody there for me, and I walked out with baby girl pretty much. As soon as we seen each other, it was just kind of go from there.
We've found with the dogs that we've adopted from shelters that were there a while, there are things that people overlook as benefits. Like a senior dog, a lot of times they're already house trained or no basic commands, they've settled down. But because people aren't necessarily looking for a senior dog, or sometimes because of the size or the breed, a dog stays in a shelter a while. Our guests from Capital Humane Society, tell us how long baby girl was in your shelter.
So she came in December of 2017.
And I should point out, we're recording this in 2022.
Yes.
So listeners who think, oh, I've pulled up an episode from the archives, we're not recording this in 2017.
Right. Yep.
So she was there a long time. How old was she, did you estimate, at intake?
At intake, they estimated 2 years old, because they, you know, just looked at teeth, kind of had no idea. Mm-hmm. And then I did a little digging and found out she was closer to five at intake. So she's about 9 years old now.
So she went from being in kind of that sweet spot, 2 to 5 is an age where if you're not looking for a puppy, 2 to 5 mm-hmm. is like, okay, well, then this is an adult dog. But once you get past 5, people start backing off, like, oh, I don't want a senior dog for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But still, to sit there for 5 years, what were baby girl's challenges? Or was she just really picky about who she wanted to go home with?
She was definitely picky. The longer she was there, the more picky she was. And she came in, we knew she did not like other dogs. So right there, that was a restriction we had to put on her. So the more restrictions, the longer an animal will be available for mm-hmm. adoption. Progressively, as she was there longer and longer, she attached to staff very quickly. But strangers, anybody she didn't know, it took a long time for baby girl to trust them.
Most adopters spend more time car shopping. Like, I'm going to go test drive a car, I'm going to test drive another car. What's the financing on this? Well, I'm going to go back to that other dealership and see if that car rode as nice as I remember, if it was just because I was comparing it to another car. And okay, now I've got the right car. You're adding a new member to your household, and people will walk in, and if it's not an immediate fit, okay, well, I guess we're not getting that dog. What's a dog that's just going to slobber all over us and come home without any regard to how does it fit and giving it a chance to get to know you, because maybe you decided to adopt a dog today or a cat or whatever might be at the shelter, but they don't know that this is their day. And now you're mm-hmm. interrupting what they're doing and expecting them just to be on the same page as you.
Right. It's definitely a difficult challenge as an adoption counselor, because you have dogs that are in a kennel for so long throughout the day. So when you take them out of the kennel to go meet a potential adopter, they're just brimming with, you know, energy and jumping up, and maybe just don't show well, you know, in the beginning. So it definitely takes time. You know, you have to give them a chance to settle down and kind of show their true personality a little bit.
And it's odd to me that I think people get that when they're visiting someone else's house. Just ignore our dog for a few minutes, give her a chance to settle down, and don't encourage her. You can say that
a million times. Every kennel, before you open it up, you can tell that to adopters. Mm-hmm. And many of them still, oh, aren't you just the sweetest, precious, and try to get in its face. And it's like, right. What I just talked about a moment ago about giving it space, letting it come to you. Yeah. And I know Capital Humane Society, as with any other rescue group or shelter, you do your best to set up the environment to be conducive to what that animal needs to present well, but you can't control the other humans.
Right, right.
Yep. And it seemed like with Baby Girl, a lot of people, we would tell them she has a stranger danger. She's not going to go out of her way to bite anybody, but she's just, you know, don't touch her until you get comfortable with her. And then people would come in and just totally disregard what we say. And they're like, what do you mean we can't touch her?
Yeah.
And we're like, that's just how she is.
give her be patient a chance. With her. Yeah.
Yeah.
On a first date. You don't try to kiss the person before dinner or a blind date. Yeah. Sit down, hi, yeah. I'm Phil, and then plant a kiss on their lips. Well, let's wait to get to know each other, get comfortable, read the signs to see, does this person mm-hmm. like me? Is there even going to be a second date? Mm-hmm. But in defense of anyone who comes to see Baby Girl, it would be hard not to be drawn yeah. in.
Yeah, right. And given her story, and everyone wanted to be that person that adopted Baby Girl, you know, and that won her over finally. Mm-hmm. So people came in with an incredibly open mind, and Baby Girl would give signs. She would like wag her tail and be like, you know, seem happy, but mm-hmm. we're like, still give her a little space. And then they'd be like, but she's wagging her tail at me. She's so happy. But when you go to touch her, she may get a little iffy.
And just like, because I'm happy doesn't mean I want yeah. someone to touch me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm going to yep. put that on a t-shirt. Just because I'm happy doesn't mean you can touch me.
Yeah.
And get to know me first.
Yep. Right.
Well, Christy, I'll have you speak to this, but I want to hear from Haley and Amanda first. What was different about Christy?
When I first talked to Christy, it was apparent that she wanted to meet Baby Girl. She had looked at other dogs on the website. She's like, I want to meet Baby Girl specifically. She kind of fit the criteria of our restrictions we had set in place. So she was living with her mom at the time. And so she had a fenced in yard. It was just basically her and her mom. So that was perfect. Not a lot of visitors in the home. So that kind of clicked with me right away. But it was really after the first meeting that I was like, okay, she's different. She is someone that we got to get to know a little bit better, because I have done several interactions since I've become behaviorist with Baby Girl and other people. And I've had people come weekly, you know, for months, and they have never been able to even touch Baby Girl. Baby Girl was in Christy's lap within 20 minutes, which was not anything that had ever happened before. So
yeah.
After that first meeting, I was like, okay, yeah, no, there's something about her that Baby Girl clicks with, and she's just different. So yeah, that's what I saw.
When I think just the fact that Christy knew it would take multiple times of her visiting, we've shown Baby Girl to other families and they would come in a couple times, maybe more than that, but then we just want to hear from them. They didn't want to put in the effort to come visit Baby Girl as often as we wanted them to. And yeah, just the fact that Baby Girl seemed to be attached to Christy right away. Yeah, I didn't see that before with anybody that wasn't a staff member. So that was something special.
Did you know anything about Baby Girl's background before intake? Was she a stray, a surrender? How did she end up at Capital Humane Society?
She got into a little scuffle with another dog and was surrendered to the Humane Society for that reason.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, maybe there's something in her past that she just felt a connection with Christy. Maybe Christy had a characteristic similar to someone she'd liked before, or it was just meant to be. Now, my question for you, Christy, you said that you wanted a dog for emotional support.
Mm-hmm.
When someone wants emotional support, not to make a blanket statement, and now I'm going to make a blanket statement. If I'm looking for support, I'm not framing that as a couple months from now, I would like emotional support. If I know emotional support is something that I need in my life, I feel like I need it today. How could you be so patient? Where did that perspective come from to say, I need an emotional support animal, but I'm going to put in this kind of work, not what do you have for me today?
I don't know. Once me and baby girl met, I just kind of went with her, you know. I didn't really want any other dog. I had another dog before this, and her name was Sugar. She was a little teacup chihuahua. She's a great dog and everything, but we had to let her go because she had heart issues. I felt the connection that I had with Shuggy like I do with this dog. Like, there's something about her. Like, we've known each other for our lifetime, you know?
It's obvious in the video. I only record the audio, but I can see that baby girl is living her best life there. And the emotional support goes both ways, that she's getting great support from you. How has she been for you? And how long have you had her now?
2.5 months, I'd say. Time's flying. I mean, it feels like it's only been a month, but she has been doing great. I mean, every day she's just more outgoing. Lately, she's been wagging her tail nonstop. When you come home from work or whatever, your dog is extremely happy. She's like that all the time. I don't even have to come home. I could just wake up or even just roll over and see her for 5 minutes. And she's just, every time, she's happy as heck.
Yeah, she looks very content. And what has she brought to your life?
Joy. She's literally my best friend. I go everywhere with her. If I could take her to work, I would. Literally. She's awesome. And she's getting better with people every day. I mean, the neighbor guy came up and was talking to her the other day and asked her, you know, can I pet you? And she looked at him, waggled her tail. So he went ahead and sat down, pet her for a second. And she snarled and he backed off, you know, of course. And she's like, okay, I'll let you pet me for a second. We'll try this out and see how it goes. We're doing a lot better with other dogs too. We're not the best with other dogs, but we're getting there. We are definitely getting there.
One of the great things about working in a shelter or volunteering at a shelter is when you see that adoption. And yay, that dog's going to be in their forever home. But it's bittersweet with a long timer. And I can't imagine those who've known baby girl for 2, 3, 4, 5 years saying goodbye to baby girl. How did you say goodbye to baby girl?
We had a party the day before she was adopted. We had any staff, past or present. We've had some staff that don't work with us anymore hear about it and want to come. We had a pizza party. It was baby girl themes. So like just, you know, a baby shower for baby girl. We had volunteers, any long-term volunteers that had either met baby girl or had even just, you know, been around her and just loved her just as much as the rest of us. And we had that party and baby girl got to run around, have pizza, have a dog cake. So it was pretty fun.
Christy, did you get to come to the party?
I did.
Of course, you knew how much baby girl was loved by everyone because you had multiple visits. But did you have any idea how many people were going to show up, what that reaction was going to be when word got out we're having a party for baby girl?
I had no idea. I mean, besides the staff being there and then them posting everything on like the Capital Humane Society site, even Facebook, you know, they started telling everybody about baby girl and everybody was just outrageous and amazing. I mean, there was so much positivity of baby girl. It was amazing. I didn't think she had so many fans, let alone volunteers and people coming in and taking care of her and whatnot. You know, I thought it was more of Haley and a couple other people. No, there was more people than she loved. I thought she was a one person dog. Nope. She's over here amazing me every day.
It's kind of like a romantic comedy where the person doesn't know that the celebrity is a celebrity and they just like them for who they are. And then not until they go out in public and realize, well, everybody knows this person. Everybody loves this person. What's going on?
Yes.
You had no idea that you'd adopted a celebrity.
Yes. No, I had no idea.
When I would sometimes take baby girl to a local lake and just on walks just to get her out of the shelter, and people would recognize her like, wait, is that baby girl? So, you know, She had a following throughout the community for sure. People would check the website every day, see if she's still on there. So as soon as she was adopted and she was off the website, we got a flood of phone calls asking, where's baby girl? Where's baby girl?
Well, especially since she was a senior dog, people were thinking the worst. It's like, what happened? They're afraid to ask.
They were definitely afraid to ask. And we were like, no, she was adopted. Because we didn't announce it right away. We wanted her to settle in and feel comfortable in the home. And so we waited a few months to announce the adoption. But yeah, we definitely got phone calls. And she has a large fan base in Lincoln.
Well, yeah, there was an article in the Lincoln Journal Star. That's how I found out about baby girl's adoption. And I'll link to that article as well, that people can read a little bit more about baby girl's adoption. You've only had her for 2.5 months. Have you had a chance to take her back to visit some of her friends at Capital Humane Society?
Absolutely. We try to go, you know, twice a week. We haven't been lately since we moved, but we were going, I don't know, once or twice a week. We drive out there with baby girl and she'd stop and see all her friends for Easter. We took Ziploc baggies and put her little paw prints on there and whatnot. She messed around some paint. So we put BG 2022 on there. So she has little knickknacks and whatnot she's making.
Well, Haley and Amanda, you've had follow-ups then with baby girl. You are just so distracting, baby girl. What changes have you seen, if any, in baby girl?
I have definitely noticed every time she comes to the shelter, she's just like, hey, how are you? Like, she's so happy to see us, but she's immediately like, okay, I'm ready to leave.
This is just a visit.
She's like, this is a visit and a visit only. I don't live here anymore. I mean, she's still super happy to see us, but it's so obvious. She just clings to Christy and is by the door. Like, she knows what this place is. She doesn't want to be here. Now that she's had a home, she doesn't want to stay. But she's so happy, for sure.
It's obvious that she's a good girl, which you don't get to see, really, for a lot of dogs in the shelter. This is not a natural environment, no matter how nice the shelter is, no matter how nice the natural habitat in a zoo is.
Yeah.
It's not the Serengeti.
Yeah.
You can't completely replicate that. So it's no fault of the shelter. The shelter does everything it can with the resources it has, but a dog's not going to get the attention that it gets after adoption, and the space and just the opportunity to just decompress.
Right.
Yeah. And here in our shelter, baby girl had what we call a real life room. So a big room to herself. She had so many toys. So like she, I feel like had a lot more than any other dog, but it was still just not home for her.
What steps were you taking over the last 4 years to help baby girl, obviously to become adoptable, but also considering what if she doesn't get adopted?
I started working with baby girl about 3 years ago. She was already here when I started. So I just kind of looked at all of her issues. So the stranger danger thing and the dog aggression. She was weird about her feet being messed with. So I just mainly, you know, we worked on the feet, desensitized her to nail trimmings. We introduced her to really experienced volunteers that knew how to take cues from me on what is okay and what not is okay. So we kind of worked with her issues with new people to get her to the point she could meet adopters. And then with other dogs, we kind of pushed it to see what that threshold was so we could kind of gauge how safe she could be, how close, how far away she had to be from other dogs to be still safe and not reactive. And that's kind of what we were working on the last year really intensely. And then before Christy came.
I think that's important that you were coordinating with the volunteers and making sure that it's experienced volunteers who are working with her and showing her. A volunteer can come in and just get a snapshot of what a dog is like, good or bad, and just ignore the notes. With KC Pet Project, where my wife Dawn and I primarily do our volunteering, you can access notes online, and there's also notes on each kennel. That might not reflect what your experience is with the dog, but that is a compilation of what other volunteers and staff have accumulated, that accumulated knowledge of the dog. So maybe, yeah, it is great with you, but then don't ignore the fact that this says no small children or no other dogs, just because it gets along with you. And the flip side is if it reacts negatively to you, report that to staff so that they know. But there just may be a trigger with you that wouldn't apply to another family. So don't just say, oh, let's keep people away from this dog. It's like, well, let's find out. Let's make sure this is in the notes so that we can address the issue, but also make sure that we place it with a family that's going to be a fit. And maybe you as a volunteer would not be a family that's a fit.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times when we have restrictions on animals, sometimes people don't understand why. You know, they assume we're making it harder for them to adopt this animal, but we have it there for a reason because we want the best outcome for this animal. We had to explain multiple times to anybody that was maybe interested in Baby Girl that those restrictions are there for a reason, and it's because we care so much about this dog that we want the best home for this dog. So we are going to be a little bit picky about the home she goes into because of her past and how long she's been at the shelter. And those restrictions are there, again, for a reason. So.
You don't want to set them up for failure, especially right. when a good failure is they just return the dog, which is rough on the dog, and it's rough on the family. We want to avoid that. But bad failure, you don't want any failure, but a bad failure is now that dog bites a child or gets in a fight with another dog because a restriction was not placed on it saying we need to be careful around other dogs or it can't be with small children. Let's put it in the right environment. Let's not set it up for failure. And hopefully that doesn't mean the dog has to wait 4 or 5 years like Baby Girl. But when they do get adopted, it's a fit like it is with Baby Girl and Christy.
Yeah.
So Christy, your experience with adopting Baby Girl, what would you like other adopters to know who perhaps are not considering a senior dog or a dog that has restrictions?
I think people should just look past that, honestly. I mean, yeah, they have restrictions, but it's not like it's going to hold them back. You know, like Baby Girl, her legs, sometimes they give out on her. That doesn't hold her back. She's going out there and partying like it's no tomorrow, you know? She's having fun today and there's no stopping her. People got to remember these dogs are just like us, you know? We keep going. We have backaches and whatnot. We have issues, but we just keep going. Everybody deserves a good home. People need to go to the Humane Society and get those good dogs. They're not bad dogs because they're there. They're dogs that need a home and need to be taken care of. That's why they're there. It's just a little part-time, which unfortunately for Baby Girl, it wasn't part-time, but most dogs, you know, it's only a part-time little foster home for them. But either way, people need to look past the defects and whatnot, you know, just love them. How can you not love this sweet face?
Well, yeah, I see how happy I keep talking about Baby Girl, but Christy is obviously happy too. This works out for both of you.
Yeah.
The reaction a lot of people have to a restriction on a dog is interpreted as that's a restriction on me. This dog shouldn't be around other dogs, so I don't get to be around other dogs. Or it can't be around small children. I can't be around small children. It has to be in a fenced-in yard. I now have to have a fenced-in yard. They overlook what the dog is bringing to your life. If you have Baby Girl in your life, Christy, do you feel like you're limited not getting to be around a lot of other dogs? Do you miss that?
No, absolutely not. I don't see Baby Girl's limited me on anything by any means.
Because you get to be around Baby Girl. What do you need other dogs for?
There's no other dogs usually around anyways. I mean, when we go outside, you know, we got to make sure there's no other dogs out there. Otherwise, she'll kind of bark at them or sit there and whimper a little bit, you know, because she wants to go play with them, of course. But that's about it. I mean, there's no restriction besides her needing my love all the time. You know, that's the only restriction I have, having to give all my effort to Baby Girl.
Well, Rosie Fund is named for Rosalita patients. Rosie was the dog that we had before Peaches most recently. And Rosie was in the shelter for 8 months, which seems like forever, but compared to Baby Girl stay. But she couldn't be around 99% of other dogs. And that means you can't take her to the dog park, but you can still take her for a walk on a remote trail. And you can take her for a walk in the neighborhood. And when you see another dog coming, take another route, turn at the next corner, or just turn around. But the countless hours of joy that she brought to our lives, totally worth avoiding other dogs, totally worth not being able to go to a dog park, totally worth having Rosie in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So adopters out there, please consider, honestly consider those dogs that have restrictions or that have challenges, that it's a senior dog. Think about how they would fit into your life. But I also want to let staff and volunteers out there who have long-timers like Baby Girl, don't give up hope, because there's also Christies out there who are looking for the Baby Girls.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Christy, for opening your heart and giving Baby Girl a home. You're probably just like we are, that you get people telling you, boy, Baby Girl won the lottery. Lucky Baby Girl.
Yeah.
When I'm sure your reaction is, I'm the one who got lucky.
Exactly.
You got Baby Girl. And Haley and Amanda, thank you for the hard work that you do. And I don't know if giving up on Baby Girl was ever an option, but even if it had been, I know you wouldn't have. So thank you for sticking with Baby Girl and getting her ready for Christy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Anybody in Lincoln, Nebraska who wants to volunteer and help out a wonderful organization, there'll be a link in this description for CapitalHumaneSociety.org. But anyone around the world, you can use that link and learn more about Capital Humane Society in Lincoln, Nebraska, because I'm assuming you'll take donations from people even if they're not in Lincoln.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
You can always help out with a donation and help other dogs and other animals, not just dogs, like Baby Girl, find their forever home. If you want to get more involved in that, I'm sure there's a rescue group just around the corner from you, wherever you're at. So, Christy, thank you so much for giving Baby Girl a wonderful forever home. And Haley and Amanda, thank you so much for the work you do. And thank you to all of you for taking time out of your day to be on Dog Words.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm Phil Hatterman, and you've been listening to Dog Words, presented by Rosie Fund. Thank you to Christy Rayleigh, Haley Vandewall, Amanda Carson, and of course, Baby Girl, for joining us today. The episode description has links to Capital Humane Society's website and social media, as well as a local television report and a newspaper article on Baby Girl. The latter may require you to create an account to access the article, but you can also log in with either Facebook or Google. Don't forget, the Capital Humane Society's Tales and Trails Pet Walk and Festival is September 18th at the beautiful Glacial Till Vineyard southeast of Lincoln. A link for registration and other information is in the description. Next time on Dog Words, the Grooming Project's founding CEO, Natasha Kirsch, has an exciting announcement. A big thank you to alternative string duo The Wires, featuring cellist Sasha Groshong and violinist Laurel Morgan Parks, for playing the wonderful music you've heard on today's and previous episodes of Dog Words. Supporting The Wires supports our mission. Learn more about The Wires, including their concert schedule, at thewires.info, and download their music on iTunes. Check out fiddlelife.com and learn to play fiddle and cello fiddle online from Laurel and Sasha, even if you've never played before. Join Laurel and Sasha as they explore new music and delve into the inspiration behind each work as hosts of Sound Currents on 91.9 Classical KC. Click on the Sound Currents link in the description for more information. Go to rosiefund.org to shop and get links to our social media. As always, please download, follow, rate, and share Dog Words. This helps us with sponsorships, then Rosie Fund can help more dogs. Send us your comments, questions, and suggestions via the contact form at rosiefund.org, and let us know if you would like to be a sponsor or a guest of the Dog Words podcast. Thank you for listening to Dog Words, and remember, we save each other.